WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:01 on Monday, April the 8th, 2024. Partly cloudy, 73 today. Right now, 46 in the NRV, 39 in Lynchburg, 45 in Roanoke. And today is also full solar eclipse day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And we should have the eclipse in our area right around 2:27-ish this afternoon. It's going to last for a total of 4 minutes.
So are y'all like excited about it? Or do you kind of just say...
Well, I'm going to say this, because coming up next in the random facts of the day, I'm going to talk about the eclipse.
Okay.
So I'm going to feign excitement. No, I don't really care. I've never been a quote-unquote sky person.
The sun,
the moon can look beautiful at times. And like stars, it's never been my thing.
Okay.
What has the sky ever done to you, Antoine, for you to not want it?
He's a sky hater.
Anything to do with the sky, besides rain when you don't want it to. But what has the sky done to you as a personal attack?
What has the sky ever done for me? The sky has never done like, oh, wow, you know what? I'm just going to stare at these clouds.
No, it has brightened your mood. I have witnessed it. You have sat in your seat, and then we look at the sunrise and look at the sky and look at the clouds.
Because it was dark. So you're right. The darkness put me in a bad mood. The sunrise put me in a good mood. It cancels each other out. I'm still at net zero.
So obviously Antoine is the sky hater on the show.
Yes.
But speaking of the eclipse, I haven't got my eclipse glasses. So I knew Sonic was giving away a pair of the free solar eclipse glasses if you ordered their blackout slushie. So I went to Sonic yesterday, ordered the blackout slushie, and they came out and brought it to me. I said, do not get the solar eclipse glass. She's like, oh, we're sold out of them. I'm like,
well, dang it.
That's the reason why I got the slushie. It was good, though.
What was the blackout slushie?
It's like a really dark colored slushie, maybe like grape, and it's got... Like vanilla ice cream and slushy mix. It was good.
Okay.
But I was like, now, if anybody's listening this morning at this time and you know where people can get solar eclipse glasses, text the show 52353.
Yeah, because I have no clue. I was at Walgreens yesterday picking up some allergy medicine, and a woman was a little frustrated because they were sold out of the eclipse glasses, which I understand. You waited till the last minute trying to get them for your kids and everything. If you know, please let us know, because we have no clue where to find it.
People are talking about these glasses, because someone on Facebook said, if you want to know, they posted and they said, you want to know where to pick up some glasses, inbox me. And I'm like, is this some kind of drug or something? And then I had another friend say, I'll tell you what store to go to if you want some glasses.
Yeah, see, that sounds illegal.
Like, it does.
I'm going to get kidnapped.
And they're just trying to help get glasses for the kids.
Oh, my gosh. K92, it's a morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And just a few minutes ago, we were asking people to let us know where you could get some last-minute solar eclipse glasses today. And I think we have someone on the phone with that info.
Yeah, we do. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
See, sometimes you wish upon a star, and you get your wishes answered.
Well, we're not talking to you, though, Antoine, because sky hater over here. Kelly, help out the rest of us.
It's just annoying. Hey, Kelly, tell us, where can we find some eclipse glasses?
Well, most schools have sent glasses home with kids. I know my son was on spring break last week, and they got theirs the Friday before they got out. But most public libraries are giving them out as well.
I forget the libraries do such great things.
They do.
And I want to say, I remember, I think back, we had our last full eclipse back in, 2017? That's when I lived in Illinois, when everybody drove down to Carbondale, Illinois. That's the best place to see the full eclipse. Oh. And I remember picking some up at the library there.
Now, Kelly, are you and the little ones excited for the eclipse today?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a little one. Mine is 18.
Okay, what's so little?
And I will be working. And unfortunately, I will be at work when it happens.
You can't just like peek outside, look outside the window for like 10 minutes?
I guess I could.
see, Kelly's on my team. Kelly doesn't care that much. She's just pretending.
Oh, well. Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly, thank you so much for that information.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
shout out to Kelly. If you just missed that phone call a few minutes ago and you're looking for some eclipse glasses, Kelly said to check with your public libraries.
Mm-hmm.
They do so many, like, public libraries have everything.
They do.
Obviously, they have the books, but they have movies that you can rent.
They have live music sometimes.
Do they?
Yes, they do. At the Roanoke Library, yes, they have live music.
That feels counterproductive to the quietness of a library.
Well, you say it. Yeah.
I'm here to read, and now $5 shake is here before
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Now, do you know if any of our libraries have a Starbucks inside?
Ooh, that's next. Let's make that happen.
I mean, I think that's a good idea. Grab a coffee, read a book.
The library in Vinton has one connected to it. It's not inside.
Okay.
But they are under the same roof.
Let me find out that they got a little club starting.
We fancy over there.
You know what?
So if you do have your solar eclipse glasses, or you just enjoying the conversation about it, I have some fun facts about it. The shadow of today's eclipse is going to cross into South Texas around 12:27 our time and end in Maine around like 3:35.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. Chris, poor Harley. You got to take care of Harley in this eclipse. And anyone with dogs and cats, they are concerned about if this could be harmful to their pets.
Yeah, should I just hide him in a closet somewhere during the eclipse?
No, so scientists are saying that unless your dog or cat normally just stares directly into the sun every other day, it's not going to be an issue.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about. But NASA is running a big study today to see how animals react to the eclipse, because when the temperature drops and it gets dark, a lot of birds and other wildlife tend to act funny because they think it's nighttime.
Yeah, it's going
to
be really weird today. Today's going to be just an odd day.
So those nocturnal creatures are going to be out and about in the middle of the afternoon.
I know a lot of adults are that crazy when it gets like that, too.
Freaks come out at night.
You know, what happens
if the freaks come out?
You're on a flight, and you know, and you're in the middle of that, you know?
I don't. If I'm on a flight, I'm just on a flight.
Yeah. Because wouldn't that be freaky, you know?
Yeah, what do you do? Everyone, like, shut the windows. We don't want the eclipse coming in the plane.
Well, you do know there's a handful of people that get to brag about seeing the eclipse from 30,000 feet up, because Delta scheduled a flight from Austin to Detroit that aligns with the total pathway. The last few seats sold for more than $1,000 one way.
Goodness.
Because people want to see it. And if you want to take a picture with the eclipse in the background,
yeah, how do we do that?
Or whatever. I don't know how you do it, but I'm going to tell you how you could be seen in it. There are good and bad colors to wear during the eclipse. Red and green stand out in low lighting and look best in photos, while black, white, gray, and brown are the worst colors to wear.
I have nothing to wear.
So wear red and green. Do not wear black, white, gray, and brown.
That's my closet.
If you want to take a photo.
So dress
that's
up like Christmas today, then.
There you go. Be Christmas and not Nightmare Before Christmas like Monica over here.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, man, LaVale Jackson. LaVale Jackson is saying, do not stay at the Mandalay Bay when you visit Las Vegas. LaVale Jackson is an investor and a realtor, and he just had a very allegedly had a very bad experience with Mandalay Bay. And instead of me telling you what happened, I'm going to let old LaVale tell you about it.
So whatever you do, if you stay in that Mandalay Bay, from now on, any hotel, I will no longer be leaving my toothbrush out. And they use my toothbrush to clean. And they want to offer me a $50 credit. And what did they say? A new toothbrush. They use my toothbrush to clean. And they want to give me a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
He said, go ahead.
So he found that out how?
Yeah, so he said, because he posted that video on TikTok and people were asking him, how did you find out? He goes, it's not hard for me to tell or to see. Plus, I used it the day before, and as soon as that toothbrush hit my tooth, I knew something was wrong. And then I looked at it, and we all know what happens when you clean with the toothbrush, what happens to the bristles, what stains are on the bristles. And he said,
well, he was staying at a hotel. Did he have an experience the night before where he had yuck mouth or something and he was brushing really hard and forgot?
Why are we blaming LaVale?
I'm not saying. I'm just throwing it out there because, you know, he's hanging out.
You went automatically to LaVale.
I don't know. We got to weigh all the options here. You know, did he black out? Did he have yuck mouth beforehand?
He's there on a conference. He's there on that a realty conference.
That is a realty conference right there.
So his toothbrush tasted like the toilet. Did they use his toothbrush as a toilet brush, or let's clean some grout with it?
That's what I was thinking. If they did some grout. But that takes me to a bigger question. When you stay in a hotel and you leave for the day, do you put your toothbrush away or do you leave it in the bathroom? Because I leave mine in the bathroom. I've never thought twice about it until just now.
No, yeah, I leave mine in the sink.
Yes. Yeah, So do I, so.
Will you continue to out there hearing, even if Lavelle is lying, Monica, even if Lavelle blacked out, he got yuck mouth and all of that, the next time you're staying in a hotel, will you leave your toothbrush out on the counter?
I will.
Chris?
I will, because I think I will. I think he's the only person this would ever happen to.
I just don't think that I would do it. From now on, all my stuff is going in my pockets.
I'm kind of embarrassed. Mm. If you happen to drive by a dumpster and you saw two legs hanging out, that was me.
Oh.
What are you doing in the dumpster?
I had to go dumpster diving for my wallet.
How
did my wallet end up in the dumpster? Well, I was out running errands over the weekend. And I had a bunch of stuff in my car. I went to Target. I went and filled up with gas. I went and had some lunch. Mm-hmm. And I kind of ate that on the go. So when I was gathering up everything in my front seat, my wallet was out. So instead of, you know, putting the wallet in my pocket, I just threw it in one of my bags.
Okay.
So I go in, unload everything. And then my trash is full inside my apartment. So I throw everything in there and then I take the trash out and I was cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
So then I realized a couple of hours later, I needed my wallet because there was something I wanted to buy online and I needed the card. I'm like, where is my wallet? And I started freaking out. I'm like, okay,
oh no.
I just used my wallet a couple of hours ago at Target and to get lunch. And then I'm like, wait, did I throw my wallet in the dumpster? So I had to go outside, and luckily my big white trash bag with all my trash in it was still kind of on top.
Yeah.
So it wasn't quite close to the edge anymore for me to just reach in and get it. So I had to prop myself up over the edge of the dumpster on the opening, and then I'm laying across it, like right at my waist area, just like stretching and reaching, and I'm about ready to fall forward. I finally grabbed my bag, I pulled it out, and sure enough, my wallet was in one of those Target bags.
Oh no.
Are we sure that wallet was that important? Are we sure
it was worth
that,
this money?
We're gonna sacrifice our dignity to go get that wallet?
Because otherwise, you gotta cancel all your cards and all that.
Sometimes BS. You gotta do what you gotta do.
No, yeah. You gotta just take a long shower. You know?
No, there was no way I wasn't gonna dumpster dive and check for my wallet because I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I left my wallet in that bag and I wasn't paying attention when I was stuffing everything in the trash.
If the trash bag was further into the dumpster,
I would have.
And you would have had to get all the way in there.
I would have done it.
Would you have done it?
Absolutely. Because my wallet has everything in it. I don't think there's many people that if they knew their wallet was probably in that dumpster, that they were like, oh, well, I'll just redo everything. No. I think 95% of people would jump in the dumpster to get their wallet.
Oh, yeah. I would jump in. Get my purse, whatever. Money.
I would probably end up doing it. You both are correct.
Uh-huh.
But I would spend 15 to 20 minutes at that dumpster really contemplating, all right, how many phone calls would I have to make to cancel things? Like, can I legitimately? The only reason I would definitely do it is because of my driver's license. And I hate going to the DMV.
I was going to say, would the weather make a difference? If it's a rainy day, downpours.
Ain't no way in the world. If it's raining, ain't no way in the world I'm going to that
dumpster.
It's
wet. Somebody's fish juice is on top of your trash bag.
It could be my best friend in there. They stuck in there forever.
Nope. I don't care if it's pouring down rain or in a tornado. I'm going to jump in there and get my wallet.
But that did remind me. I did go dumpster diving once as a kid. So I'm going to tell you guys in like 5 minutes. We're going to play a couple of songs. But there was one time my grandmother made me and all of my cousins go dumpster diving, and it wasn't even my fault.
All right, we'll have Antoine's story coming up. And why have you had to go dumpster diving before? What did you have to go retrieve? Call the show at 540-774-9236 or text in to 52353. Ashley from Vinton did. She says, I've thrown my car keys in the dumpster. I was cleaning out my car and released the wrong fingers.
That's a terrible feeling. Because you can just watch them go like, no.
No.
This one is from Rachel in Lynchburg. I did a short stunt as a coupon lady and I dumpster dive for coupons. And also have my, we've also jumped in and gotten a painting. And it's my oldest.
My oldest son's painting. He saw it and he loved it, so they jumped in there to get it.
Okay.
Yeah, her text was broken up a little
bit. There was a time where people were all about couponing and jumping into the dumpsters to get whatever they needed to get, you know?
Have some dignity. My grandmother made me and my cousins go dumpster diving.
Oh!
It was easily the worst punishment. Like, and I've been
spanked. Was it a punishment?
It was definitely a punishment because my youngest cousin, well, not my youngest, but one of my younger cousins, her name is Cecily.
Uh-huh.
She received a bad report card.
Oh,
and
no.
Back then, we would always go to my grandmother's house, all the cousins, and then our parents would come pick us up from my grandmother's mm-hmm. house to take us home, whatever. So everyone came home. We got a report card that day. We all went to my grandmother's house, and we were looking through them, and Cecily, she had a really bad report card. She had a couple C's. She had a couple D's in there. So what this genius decided to do was walk down the street and throw her report card in the dumpster. And not only did she just throw it in there, she threw it in there and then like put other trash on top of it.
Yeah, trying to hide it.
Because she knew that she could not, that could not be found, or the spanking of all spankings were going to come.
Yep.
Well, her mother arrives to pick her up. Where's your report card? Cecily lies, finally tells the truth. It's in the dumpster. My grandmother says, everybody get up, go to the dumpster and get that report card out. Every one of your butts better be in that dumpster because you knew what she was doing.
Yep.
I had no clue that she was doing that.
But you did know.
But then I did know. I did kind of know. So yeah, it was five of us in a regular sized dumpster digging around trying to find Cecily's report card.
Yep, y'all found it.
Oh, we definitely found it. Uh-huh. We definitely found it. It had a little like sauce or something on it. Oh, it was terrible.
Did she spray you down outside?
No! We couldn't come back in the house though. And we all got spankings.
Well,
I literally did nothing.
Did it happen again?
And I got my butt. It never happened again,
all right,
Monica.
There you go, Grandma.
I learned my lesson that day.
All right, when have you had to go dumpster diving? We want you to share your story at 540-774-9236. We have Danielle on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Danielle, let us know. Why are you feet up in a dumpster?
All right. I work at a vet's office in Martinsville, and during a surgery, we removed a piece of tissue. The owner decided they did not want that biopsy, so okay, threw it away. When they came to pick up their pet, they then changed their mind, said we do want it biopsied. So my team and I jumped into the dumpster full of other vet office waste, including pee, vomit, to find this teeny tiny, maybe half inch piece of tissue.
Oh no!
We did find it. We found this little non-specific piece of tissue, put it in a specimen jar, and as the owner was checking out and getting ready to leave, they changed their mind again.
What?
Listen,
no, we're going to get a biopsy.
Danielle, listen. Bless your heart.
We put that up on a shelf, and I think it might still be there.
That would have been my last day at the vet office because someone would have got these hands.
Yo.
Me and that customer, we had to go to the parking lot and fight at this point.
You covered in parvo and all kinds of just like random disease and poop. You're like, no, we're getting a biopsy here.
Daniel, here's what I would have done. I would have opened my drawer, opened up that box of gloves. I said, I hand a couple of blue gloves to the customer and say, hey, there's a dumpster there. Here's where you can find it.
So you wouldn't have went in there at the beginning at all, Chris. You just said, hey, this is on your own now.
I think, Daniel, did you guys learn your lesson about that?
Yeah, since then, even if they say they don't want it, we keep it until the patient has left the building. And if they are still undecided, we say we can keep it for a week.
There you go.
You're a trooper, ain't you?
She's better than all of us.
Ain't no way.
ain't no, I'd have been in prison. Thank you so much, Danielle, for calling in.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time for songs you only hear at the grocery store, the songs you totally forgot about till you're grocery shopping or walking through the pharmacy at CVS. But before I get to the songs I heard, I want to make a public service announcement.
Uh-oh.
The Kroger on Hirschberger and Rutgers, they have brand new baskets.
Oh, when you brand new.
I tell you what, grabbing that brand new basket is like test driving a BMW.
You felt fancy?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and come to find out, a lot of the other new other Krogers in the area have new baskets, too.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes prayers are answered.
So what you need to do is go to the Kroger, find your basket, put it in your car, just keep it with you. And every time you're grocery shopping, you just bring your cart with you.
You know how you have a bicycle rack?
Exactly.
You know, now you can just have a cart rack on top of your car.
Yeah, so shout out to Kroger for giving us new baskets. All right, so here is the first song that I heard. Actually, I was driving, pushing my new cart through Kroger.
Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me.
Hey There Delilah by Plain White Tees.
Oh, I feel like I used to hear that like in Macy's and Express all the
time. It's a polite song.
Yeah.
It's a song that says excuse me and please.
All right, here is song number two that I heard over this past week while doing some grocery shopping. And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay. Shake it off. Just like the Calgon commercial, I really gotta get out of here and go somewhere. And I made that move.
That's that part.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great throwback.
Monica could be like
shaking
and booty grinding.
Oh, yeah. With my new cart.
Mariah Carey, Shake It Off. I hadn't heard that song in a long time.
Better not be booty grinding by the tomatoes.
Why not?
Yeah, booty grind at home. Or
doing like the body wave.
Yeah.
All right, and one more song I heard this past week while grocery shopping. Why don't you tell me I'm leaving, never to come back again. You find somebody who does it better than he can. No more making you cry, no more than gray skies. Girl, we flying on a G5, and we're leaving. Jesse McCartney leaving.
I was about to say that sounds like a Kroger brand Mariah Carey. Who was that?
Jesse McCartney.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
That was like a number one song from 2008 or 7 somewhere.
Yeah, because it always reminded me of like Mario. Like it's like a video game song. Like, you know, you hear like all kinds of bleep, bleep, bleep.
Never heard that one before. Yeah. That's a new one for me.
All right. Well, Antoine, you can add that to your throwback playlist.
I'll think about it.
All right. Which one of your grocery store throwback songs were your favorite? Plain White Tees, Hey There Delilah, Shake It Off by Mariah Carey, or Leavin' by Jesse McCartney.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We love our coffee around here. I mean, that's how we run on coffee.
You know what? I was thinking, because you brought that up a second ago when you said you were going to talk about this.
Yes.
I don't consider myself a coffee person. Because even though I go to Starbucks, I get the mocha latte.
Oh, you're not a coffee person.
Yeah, I'm here for the chocolate and the vibes.
That's that's not a coffee person. No,
I'm just here for something that tastes good.
Okay, well, the health groups are arguing, saying that decaffeinated coffee is not safe for human consumption.
What?
Yes.
That's dramatic.
And I mean, but I like decaf in the afternoons sometimes, you know, because I like the taste of coffee. I do. Okay. I enjoy coffee. Well, they're saying that the key chemical inside of decaf coffee is also the chemical used for paint stripping, metal cleaning, degreasing, and under other processes.
Well, no wonder decaf coffee doesn't taste good. I mean, why drink decaf coffee if anyway? Like, either you drink coffee or you don't drink it at all.
I would say when I was pregnant, you know, I still wanted to enjoy caffeinated coffee or some kind of that flavor of coffee. Uh-huh. So then I would go to decaf because the amount was so small, and I was like, okay, this would be great. But
well, if you think about it, then you're drinking decaf when you're pregnant. You were feeding your baby paint chips.
They seem all right, you know, right now. I think they're all right. Teachers, they've been good grades.
I work with Ava. She's great.
Yeah, look, thank you.
Her mom, on the other hand, a little different.
I don't know. All right, Pat Sajak, people love some Pat, and we know that he's leaving Wheel of Fortune. Well, we have the final spin date.
Oh, no.
June the 7th. That's when you can boo-hoo and say bye, Pat.
The final spin.
Will he do anything special with the final spin? Will he put Vanna on the wheel and spin her?
Wow, that feels aggressive. That's going to be a sad day. That's going to be that. And I think what's going to happen is going to be extra emotional because we couldn't get that last day of Alex Trebek. You know, they're back-to-back shows.
Yeah.
The fact that we couldn't say bye to Alex, but we're able to say bye to Pat, I think those two things are going to connect. It's going to be sad. Like, I'm going to DVR that episode.
How would you feel if you're sad and Pat's not? And he's just like,
he ain't going to be sad.
Yeah, no, I think Pat is actually going to stay on as a consultant for the first 3 years that Ryan Seacrest is.
Oh, to help him out.
You know, a consultant, they work twice a week from home in their pajamas.
I kind of want him to like chilling. Mush Ryan Seacrest when he like does something he doesn't like on the show and be like, get out of here. Let me just take over this room.
Why are you so violent?
I don't know.
Good gracious.
Yeah, you know, solar eclipse.
That's what it is.
It's the atmosphere.
Shout out to Beyonce because her song, her new track with Post Malone, Levi's Jeans, which I've heard is great.
It's a good song.
It's actually boosted Levi's stock by 20%.
All right, because I can't tell you the last time I bought a pair of Levi's jeans.
Well, now you got to do it for Beyonce and Post.
You don't want the high-waisted with a belt?
You're asking me if I want high-waisted mom jeans? No.
Come back in style one day.
It's a morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris getting you into the Down by Downtown Music Festival on Friday, April 19th in downtown Roanoke.
Let's say good morning to Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right, before we jump into K92's wordplay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being super excited, 1 being you could not care less, how do you feel about the eclipse?
10.
10, okay, so you're super excited, so you got your glasses and everything?
No, I couldn't find any.
Okay, well, we talked to another Kelly earlier this morning who said you might want to check the public libraries. They were giving some out over the weekend.
Oh, I won't be able to. I got to work at 10, and I won't get off till 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, quit your job. Who needs to work anymore? All right, Kelly, well, we want to send you to the concert this weekend down by downtown. Who do you want to play with, myself, Monica, or Chris?
Monica.
You're gonna do it with Monica? All right, Monica, boot scoot and boogie your way on out of here.
Now, Kelly, when you're at work today, when the eclipse happens, since you'll be working, maybe that maybe the computers will go down around 225, 227 today.
That would be great. Then I could go home.
Uh-huh. Exactly. All right, Kelly. Here go. I'm going to give you the words that I'm going to give Monica when she comes out of the soundproof chamber, and you just have to predict what she's going to say. Your first word is dodge. What's Monica going to say when I say dodge?
Charger.
Dodge, charger. How about the word power? P-O-W-E-R. Power.
Power play.
Power play. All right. Your third word is key. K-E-Y.
Car key.
You say car key, all right. Your fourth word is paper, P-A-P-E-R.
Paper clip.
Paper clip. And the last one, so far you're doing pretty good. Your last one's always a celebrity. Who is Monica going to think of when I say Amy?
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Okay, so you got the comedian. All right, you got the Dodge Charger. You got power play. You got car key. What did you say for paper again?
Paper clip.
Paper clip. And then Amy Schumer. Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You have to get 2 out of 5 right to win your ticket. And then, fingers crossed, you lose power at work. You can go outside doing the power eclipse. So make sure you get glasses. Don't be staring into it. Don't need you going blind, Amy. All right, Monica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, the first word, dodge.
First word, I kind of want to say dodge caravan. I'm going to go dodgeball.
Say whatever's in your heart. You saying dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
All right, Kelly, did you say dodgeball?
No.
What did you say?
Charger.
Dodge Charger? Oh, okay.
You were close with your initial thought, Monica. Uh-huh. So now, go with your heart. Okay. Go with your heart. Your next word is power.
Okay. Okay, do I want to go Powerball? Powerhouse? Ooh. I'm going to go with Powerball.
Powerball? Okay. You know, people playing Powerball, trying to win billions of dollars. Is Kelly trying to go with the Powerball? Kelly, what'd you say?
I was in that range. I said power play.
I think power play.
Okay.
See, I think power play hockey. I don't think like lotto or anything like that. All right, your third word. Key. K-E-Y. Key.
Okay. Car.
Okay, so you're saying car key.
Car
key. Put a little flip on it. All right. Mm-hmm. Kelly, did you say car key?
Yes.
Boom. Yeah. That's one. Of course, the one you guys
get. A lot of people don't know how to use it anymore with push to start. You'd be like, oh, I got a key. Yeah, you got a key.
I have no clue where to insert my key.
I can
none
use your
whatsoever.
Key. Uh-huh.
if I lose my thing, I'm done. How about the word paper?
Paper. I don't know, like say paper planes. Don't want to do paper cut. Paper cut. Know. Ouch.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to go with paper planes.
You're going paper planes? Kelly did not go with paper planes. Kelly went with paper what?
Clip.
Paper clip.
Close, but no
cigar.
I haven't seen one of those in a minute.
All right, hey, look, we need this last one, Monica.
Okay.
Need you to focus.
Focus, I am. I'm focused.
Amy.
Amy, there's so many Amys.
There is a lot of Amys.
All the Amys, but Amy that's speaking to me, because she was in the news recently. Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer is who you went with. Kelly, who did you
Amy
go
Schumer.
With?
Amy Schumer.
All right. Yes!
Amy
How
Schumer's
about that?
Always in the news.
I know.
She's also one of my least favorite celebrities, if
really?
I'm being honest.
Is it because she posts on socials all the time?
No.
And she like gets debates going?
She's just not funny.
That's
her job.
Been funny.
All right, Antoine, who do you like least? Amy Schumer or Tiffany Haddish?
Amy Schumer.
Oh, really?
I've seen movies with Tiffany Haddish like Girls Trip that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Okay.
Oh, and you laughed.
I've never seen anything with Amy Schumer that I enjoyed.
She had the one with, what's his name? Bill Hader?
Yeah,
Bill,
you don't even know the name of the
Bill?
Movie.
It's basketball. I think it's something about basketball. All right, anyway, you got the tickets to Down by Downtown. So you'll be hanging out for the music festival that's going on April the 18th through the 21st.
You were thinking train wreck, just to be clear.
See, was it close? It was close. Wordplay. Woo! All right, so you're going, Kelly, courtesy of K92.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
I need a favor from you, Monica.
What's that?
Just one time in your life, I need you to audition for American Idol.
Oh, yes.
I just need you to do it one time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And record it
So
that Chris and I can watch it back.
Okay. And when I make it through, y'all be like, what?
Maybe you'll make it through. Maybe you'll be like Jesslyn from the Roanoke area that appeared on American Idol. And be honest, I don't think you're going to be like Jesslyn
And
make it through. But here's Jesslyn talking about her experience and her dreams coming true.
I was scrolling on social media one day and I seen that American Idol had posted about their Idol Across America, which is like virtual auditions. This has been my dream since I was a little girl, so let's just go for it. And a producer comes on and, you know, they're asking me questions. I sing my song. They gave me the news that I could go audition in front of the judges. It didn't even feel real. Like, it felt like a dream come true. I was a little girl playing American Idol with my parents, like in my living room. Just so thankful for the experience and the process. I mean, it just felt surreal because, like, that little girl with the dream, like, was living it.
And out of 60,000 auditions, Jesslyn made it to the top 150.
She sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, she did make it all the way through, but now she's planning to really, really focus on her music and take it to the next step because this was the push. This was the push that she needed to really see her dreams come to fruition. Monica, this might be the push that you need to do the opposite.
To
not sing.
Oh, the push for me to go for it as well.
I think
Let me do it.
Antoine, are you dragging Monica's singing voice through the mud?
I don't think I'm dragging it through the mud. I think I'm pulling it out the mud where I found it. No, actually, Monica can sing.
I was like, I can do a little something. Depending on the song.
Especially some good old gospel. Get Monica to sing you some Kurt Franklin or Hezekiah Walker.
I can take you to church. Yeah.
And that's what we need because we have to pray for it. But congratulations to you, Jesslyn. We are wishing the best and can't wait to play some of your music on K92.
Noah Kahan and Stick Season on K92. It's the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And coming up tomorrow on the show, we have a brand new social media smackdown. And it all has to do with an internet challenge.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Internet challenges bring out the worst in people.
Mm. Yep. That'll be tomorrow morning just after 7 o'clock.
Okay. And we have tickets to Down by Downtown. So we'll give those away during Wordplay tomorrow.
Yeah. 8:20. Margo Price is the performer on Friday night. We got your tickets into Friday night, April 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you are here tomorrow for all of the fun of the K92 Morning Thing. Before we get out of here, though,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Knowing others is wisdom. Knowing yourself is enlightenment.
I got to meet
you gotta
myself.
Got to know yourself.
I feel like I need to really sit down and have a conversation with myself and be like, hey, what's going on?
Just get a mirror.
What are you know? Doing here?
Like, hey, Antoine, hey.
Really, like, Antoine, what the hell is happening? Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.